Maybe you can explain kind of the complexities of the state budget that brings us to this stalemate almost every year.
The state budget is a measure that is complex in part because California's fiscal system between state and school and local finance is interdependent. Of the 140-some billion dollars that the state will be spending this year, about 75% of it is spent by a local school district, community college district, by the city, by the county. It's a complex mix of both state obligations in the form of state expenditures and then obligations that the state has taken on to help finance local services. One of the complications in the budget process is that you get into this annual debate about how much more the government should spend than it spent in the last year, and we spend a great deal of time debating how much should be spent. We spend very little time talking about the tax base that supports it.
Speaking about a little bit about the tax base, there's a talk about borrowing from taxpayers and using the rainy day fund. Maybe could you explain a little bit about what those words mean?
So the current debate that you're hearing is whether or not the state should simply raise taxes, in this case the sales tax, as the governor proposed, to meet that $5 billion problem, or should they borrow money? And in this case, the proposal is to borrow it from the taxpayers by having the taxpayers increase their withholding that the state does monthly, and increase that and then allow the taxpayer to get it back when they file their taxes. So the state in this quagmire of saying that one way to do this is to simply raise the sales tax so everybody pays. Businesses pay because businesses buy things, and citizens pay because they buy things. Or do we simply borrow money from taxpayers and frankly borrow revenue that would otherwise come in next year and use that money now in order to fill up that roughly $5 billion gap?
What's the ramification of not having a budget?
Well, the effect is extensive. There is a point at which the state's going to need to adopt a budget which will allow the controller to make payments that are required by law.
Going to kind of what your organization does, California Forward, what do you think are some changes that can be made so we don't end up here, you know, next year?
We've suggested that you do four things: multi-year budgeting, a system for handling the volatility in the revenue system, a budgeting process that focuses on results and value for money, and then finally, new programs ought to have a method for financing. Those are the central themes of California Forward.
You spoke about a lot of things legislatively that can be done. What can, you know, I mean, do average people just have to hang tight and wait out this kind of crisis, or is there something they can do?
Well, you know, it's an old rule, but it's a true rule that legislators listen to their people in their district, but make elected officials aware of the fact that you're a voter.